Colin stormed down the steps and along the pebbled path twisting through the trees, his hold on Annie's hand firm. "Slow down, Colin."
"MacDonald touched you."
"That happens when couples dance."
"You know a couple."
He strode around a thick trunk and thumped it with his fist.
"He touched you, and I could do naught about it."
"I'm sorry." Breathing hard, she caught his other hand before he could hit the tree again. "'Twas just a dance." She squeezed his fingers. "One single dance."
"I said I'd aid you in choosing a husband, but it'll never be him."
Hell, her soft touch scorched him like a brand. He pressed her against the tree and planted his hands either side of her head. Looking into her beautiful eyes, he allowed his anger to dispel.
"I'd never hurt you, but I'd kill to keep you safe. Make no mistake about that."
"This feud between the clans must come to an end. Times are changing, and I have a chance to make a difference. Please make no mistake about that." She smoothed her hands over his chest. "I have nor said aye to James, but only agreed to see where things might lead. I'm still very open to anyone you might suggest a match with. Give me some choices."
"I need time."
He pulled her into his arms, tucked her cheek against his chest, and breathed in her intoxicating rose scent. "Something I'm running out of."
"I'm well aware, but you need a husband who understands how much love you have to give, that you thrive when your clan remains close by. A MacDonald canna provide that when we're at war with them."
Gently, he stroked down her sides and over the soft swell of her hips. He shouldn't touch her so, except he couldn't help himself, not after what he'd witnessed on the dance floor. He wanted to rip MacDonald's arms from his sockets and slice his head from his shoulders. Aye, and he still might. "Colin?" She lifted her head and met his gaze, her eyes deep pools of midnight blue he wanted to drown in. "I'm used to your touching me, but not quite like this."
"I'm simply comforting you."
He had no control over his emotions right now. All he wanted to do was to lower his head, take her mouth with his, and kiss her, as he'd secretly desired for 3 long years. If only she didn't tempt him beyond his endurance, except this day, she'd unleashed the deepest craving he'd ever suffered. Now, desperate emotions warred within him as everything about her called to him.
"I'm your guardian, and I will remain so."
Words he needed to tell himself over and over to make certain they stuck. "So you've already told me. Speak to me." She reached up on her toes and brushed her soft lips across his cheek. Temptation warred within him. If he turned his head a fraction, their lips would meet.
"This is one issue I dare not speak of, for both our sakes."
"If there's a chance there could be something more between us, then tell me."
"There's naught."
Firm words, yet he didn't mean them, not one bit.
"Annie, there you are,"
Elizabeth called as she hurried down the path toward them. She swamped Annie in a hug, her navy skirt swishing around her.
"I've been unable to find you all afternoon, and then I caught sight of you and Colin leaving the Great Hall. Are you well?"
"Very." Annie hugged her back.
"Colin needed some fresh air and requested my company. We spent the afternoon in the park."
"That sounds lovely." Elizabeth patted his arm.
"Thank you, Colin. That's wonderful of you to escort Annie while I napped. Oh, and afore I forget, Rory wished a word. He's waiting for you inside."
"I wish a word with him too."
He extended an arm to each of the ladies, glad for Elizabeth's well-timed interruption. Another minute and he might well have given in to Annie.